This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
New Orleans, how heavy is the damage? Also, Russia attacks from the sea. The Ukraine trying to make a little bit of a gain near Kyiv, of course, which is the capital. But it's getting nasty, especially in Mariupol, where the strikes on some critical areas keep happening over and over and over again. It's been a month, can you believe it, since Russia invaded the Ukraine. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks so much for hanging with us on this show. We're going to go on the ground and talk about the Ukrainians and what they're fighting to reclaim their territory and what we actually can tell you in some of the conversations I've had lately. And then Putin, who supposedly is refusing to rule out nuclear weapons if they did face an existential threat. But how do you determine that when you look at what is happening with the Russian military? They've lost more than 10% of their forces in the Ukraine, and there's more new sanctions coming, which is hurting the Russian people and certainly affecting the wealthy people who rally around Putin. The oligarchs are feeling the big time squeeze, so that cannot be good for him. But first, let me tell you about New Orleans, and certainly the people there know. I've talked about it so much of having some great times in my life in New Orleans, and every time I hear about weather patterns and what's going on there, I just brace myself. But major damage in the lower Ninth Ward. There's a lot of people without power. Some of them still now, before I jumped on the air, I checked. And it's a big trail of damage in an area, because it was a tornado north of Lake Pontchartrain. So think about that. It touched. There was one that touched down in New Orleans on Tuesday night. It passed through the city, killed at least one person. And there is significant damage. I was looking at some video. I have a friend that lives there, sent a little clip, a little video, and you could see, and everybody was sharing it, this enormous, I mean, as far as the eye could see across the horizon, enormous funnel cloud. It's so tough at night because you're unsuspecting. But some homes were just picked right off their foundations, and boom, they're in the street. Just nothing left. So there are still search and rescue things that are happening. They're crawling over all of those areas. But just one fatality that's known at this point, there could be more. You see the familiar damage of tornadoes where power lines are completely down, and you see Chalamet doesn't have, West Chalamet is without power, which is one big area. And you see signs that are down. You see trees that are down all over the place. And you see people that are kind of walking along the debris-lined streets in the lower Ninth Ward. So, wow, with the tornadoes. And, you know, you've got storm spotters who showed some of the areas. I have a map that where it pops up. It's fascinating to me how quickly they get to some of these areas. And pretty bad in New Orleans. There's a large tornado on the ground. And it really was tremendously huge. I mean, just terrible, terrible, terrible. And St. Tammany, that parish, they had trees down both like on 36 and on 1088, that was closed because of all the damage. And there's power outages, you know, left and right. Then you go to Mississippi because they also had tornadoes. A roof was ripped off the Holmes Community College, but no injuries were reported there in Holmes, Mississippi. I know there's people listening to us in that area, so that's great news that you skirted that. It's always about the injuries, it's about the people. We can replace buildings even if it's sucky, and go through everything you have to go through when a house comes completely down and where it's ripped off its foundation. You cannot replace people. And that's sadly what happens when you're hit at the wrong time. So Mississippi, it just had a trail all over the place of different size tornadoes that were reported, mobile home damage in Hines, Mississippi, for example, in Warren, Mississippi, total debris in every direction you could see. So be careful out there. Certainly, we know that at least 10,000 customers don't have power in New Orleans and St. Bernard Parish. They got hit pretty bad there. So you got a lot of homes that are in the dark. Even Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards, of course, sent out a tweet that the state agencies are doing whatever they can with local agencies in doing this damage assessment, and just said, hey, my prayers are with you, Southeast Louisiana, tonight. Please be safe. I mean, what can you say? The tornado comes down, and then there was the possible tornado that struck Jefferson Parish, because remember, when you look at Louisiana, it's all those parishes that make up in the different areas, the small town, suburbs, whatever you want to call them, but pretty significant when you look at some of this damage, and very, very sad with this tornado outbreak that we just went through in Texas. So batten the hatches, as they say. It is about what's going on in the Ukraine, too, and what are the takeaways, and how does it affect us here in the United States, and you know, a cyber attack, I mean, that's one thing. And if there was a cyber attack on the U.S., would, if it was significant, the question becomes, would it lead to our involvement? Would it lead to war, our troops on the ground? On Tuesday, an FBI advisor was sent to U.S. companies in the energy, defense, and financial sectors warning of potential prep work for hacking from IP addresses in Russia. And they say it's not really about espionage, and of course it's not. What do you think it's about? Disruption, destruction, infrastructure, taking it down. That's what it's about, trying to pull down big companies. Not so much individuals, just really nail a lot of people. And of course, Biden has warned Vladimir Putin not to use cyber attacks against the U.S., and he referred to the conversations as an altar call. He said that they've had long conversations about it. If he uses it, what would the consequences be? What would the consequences be? So how about the preparedness of U.S. companies? We've talked to Matthew Gorge on the show many times and so many others in the cyber defense, I'll call it that, in the cyber defense space. And he's talked about the American infrastructure. He's talked about what people need to do and be cautious about. All it takes is one person clicking on the wrong link, and that can lead to an incredible, you know, disaster. So then you think of a cyber attack that could hit a dam or traffic, air traffic control towers. That would be off the charts, and that would definitely lead to war. I can't imagine that there would, what would the response to that be? It would have to be a strong, you know, response. I mean, there's so many angles to this. What if Russia does this? What if Russia does that? And we know what they're doing in the Ukraine, because they're still going after Mariupol. They're trying to push into Kyiv. You had Ukrainian sailors who blocked a Russian billionaire's yacht. And you have Ukrainians who are on the ground trying to hold steady. What do we know about what they are doing to get back their territory? We're talking about it next.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
You know, it's been about a month, right, of this fighting in the Ukraine with the Russians attacking and trying to take over the capital. And in a sense, it's surprising they haven't, if you think of what they were doing and where they were maneuvering before they actually invaded. But one of the biggest surprises that's being discussed, and this is what the Ukrainians are doing, they're really fighting to save their territory, is the Russians' failure to beat the Ukrainian Air Force. The success of Ukrainian pilots has helped really protect the soldiers on the ground, and that's prevented even wider bombing in some of those cities. Because you think they just bomb them, just blow them right off the map. But that's what the difference is. Every night, Ukrainian pilots are at an undisclosed aircraft hangar. They wait, and then when they're ready to roll, they hustle into the skies, and, you know, they get airborne fast, and nobody knows what the mission is for the night, so they're going after the Russian Air Force, and which, of course, they have more numbers of people, more pilots, but they haven't been able to control the skies over the Ukraine, so kudos to those pilots and the way they're scrambling and disguising themselves. Because what is happening is they can't defeat the Air Force because they're scattered and they can't see them, which, of course, but the playbook they're using, I think, is what's so critical. Super critical. And it's working, right? You know, if you think about what it is, what a military analyst would tell you, you would expect Russian forces to destroy the Ukraine's air defenses and their military aircraft, but that hasn't happened. It hasn't happened. And what is happening is dogfights in the skies, which is rare. Like, you'd be talking about World War II if you're talking about those dogfights, but now that's what's happening. I mean, it's a real fight. It's mission to mission. It is that feeling of, for example, as you go back to the 80s and watch Top Gun, it's very much like that. So the Russians have more planes, but they are not winning. The Ukrainian pilots are having a lot of success. In fact, they've shot down 97 fixed-wing Russian aircraft. Now, you know, give or take, because they couldn't verify it, but they know that. I mean, there's been remnants of Russian fighter jets that have smashed into rivers and fields and houses because they fall from the sky. So they're in total secrecy, and that is what is so key. And they can just fly from airstrips in western Ukraine and take off easy, hit the runways, take off, boom. Even if the runway is short, whatever it is, they can do it. So what the Ukrainian pilots have is that Russian planes fly over territory controlled by the Ukrainian military, which can move anti-aircraft missiles to harass and shoot down planes. So they're very, very effective in the sky, and it's working. I mean, it's working because Russian troops have fired 1,000, give or take, missiles at the Ukraine, countless bombs. And then, of course, there's the pilotless drones that are also being used by the Ukrainian military. Not in a battle, not part of this dogfight stuff, but they fly the drone, and they're destroying tanks, artillery pieces on the ground, but they just can't hit anything in the air. And, of course, if it was detected by the Russians, they would be able to probably nail it pretty easy. But it's interesting how they're doing this, how they're involved in these dogfights and engaging in combat this way, which is huge. I mean, it's never ceases to amaze me what's happening under Zelensky and what's happening with the people who refuse to give up. They're not giving up, right? It's their country. They want the democracy, the freedom that they had. So they're trying to get a handle on Kyiv. They've made some headway, and they've gained control of a town that's about that's a little outside of the capital. It's west of the capital, right? Which you don't have to know the exact direction, but you know it's close. So you've got the war that's being pounding in Mariupol, where the satellite images show fire, destruction, you know, all of that. But you do have this fight to hang on in and around Kyiv. And how can you do that? How can you go after the Russian military? And the answer is partially in the skies. And the Russian forces have had lots of setbacks. If you think about where they were in the beginning of this, they were north of Kyiv, and they had that area since the beginning of the invasion. But you've got flooding. That's affecting what's going on with Russia. The river's critical to their advance toward Kyiv. And if the Russians can't cross it, they can't take Kyiv from the west. And what do they do if the dam begins flooding? Whether the gates were opened on purpose by the Ukrainians or not, or it was hit by a military strike, that's unknown. But it's been powerful. And then sanctions. So what sanctions are coming down the pike lately? U.S. President Biden is going to slap sanctions on hundreds of Russians serving in the country's lower legislative body. He's expected to unveil the new sanctions on members of the Duma while in Europe for a series of snap summits this week. That's what they call them, meaning almost instantaneously. The U.S. has already sanctioned some members of the body, but this week's announcement will expand that list. So we'll see where they go with all of this. But stronger in numbers, right? Stronger in numbers, that makes sense completely to me. And then every time you hear nukes and is it possible and will Putin really use nukes, his chief spokesperson has conceded that Russia has yet to achieve any of its military goals in the Ukraine and refused to deny that, yeah, Moscow could resort to the use of nuclear weapons. And Putin has hinted at using nuclear weapons against nations that he saw as a threat to Russia. And he said, of course, no matter who tries to stand in our way, or all the more so create threats for our country and our people, they have to know that Russia will respond immediately, and the consequences will be that you never, something you have never seen in your entire history. That's pretty ominous, isn't it? Something you've never seen in your entire history. Wow. And then there was a scary television deal that he did, where in a televised meeting with the Russian defense officials in leading NATO countries, they've allowed themselves to make some aggressive comments about the country. So the Minister of Defense and the Chief of the General Staff replaces the Russian Army Deterrence Force on combat alert. And when he's asked, Putin is asked, what they've achieved in the Ukraine, they say they haven't achieved, or where they thought they would be anyway. So watching the PR that's out there, how Zelensky versus Putin is handling things, and the resistance of the people, this could go on for quite some time, because I don't see Putin backing down. I don't think he just throws in the towel and says, hey, you know what, we're taking too many losses. I mean, who cares? We're just, for now, we're just going to back out of this. We started it, but we're going to back out. But it doesn't feel that way, right? It doesn't to me. It feels like, yeah, we can play this game all day. We're just going to keep on doing it. So hang with us. We're just going to keep on doing it. That's the feeling that I get. All right, I want to give a shout-out right at the top, because just because you have a ton of money, lots of times people that have a ton of do-re-mi don't give it away. But how about Mackenzie Scott donating $436 million to Habitat for Humanity? She's spread out the wealth all over the place, by the way. And she, of course, is the billionaire, philanthropic-minded ex-wife of Jeff Bezos. She's been gifting all kinds of organizations money, but especially Habitat for Humanity. And she says it's about bringing diverse groups of people together to focus on the ways we can address injustices in the housing sector that continue to limit and harm people of color. So bravo to her. Coming up, bravo to you. Lots of thoughts on the Ukraine. Lots of thoughts on gas prices. I hear ya.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
U.S. wages may be going up, but so is the price of everything else. Lance Pry reports.
U.S. wages are increasing, but not nearly enough to keep up with the soaring costs of gasoline and rent. According to a new analysis by the Urban Institute, by January, rents in the average metropolitan area had increased 15% over the prior year. Hourly wages only rose about 5% over that same time frame.
From Washington, House Democrats have put forth multiple proposals which would send direct payments to Americans to help offset high gas prices. The plans are similar to the COVID-19 stimulus checks. The national daily average of gasoline has been more than $4 per gallon for 2 weeks. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki has tested positive for COVID-19 and will not travel with President Biden to Europe. This is USA Radio News. Former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin said she would consider replacing Alaska Representative Don Young in the U.S. House. Young died on Friday at the age of 88 and is set to lie in state in the Capitol on March 29th. The former VP candidate spoke to Newsmax.
Think of those huge shoes that are to be filled when we consider Don Young's longevity and his passion, his love, his fighting spirit for our wonderful state of Alaska and for the nation as a whole. If I were asked to serve in the House and take his place, I would be humbled and honored, and I would.
President Joe Biden's pick for U.S. Supreme Court testified for the second day on Capitol Hill Tuesday. Ketanji Brown Jackson defended her sentencing of child porn offenders when some lawmakers accused her of being weak.
Nothing could be further from the truth.
And grocery workers across Southern California are casting ballots, which moves them one step closer to authorizing a strike. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You have mail, mistress.
What? Dig in the mailbag.
All right, so we are in the mail room, and a lot of conversation. Keep it down there in the back, because it was a wild day, an influx of a ton of mail. And thanks to everybody, by the way, in New Orleans who alerted to me the fact that there was a tornado, maybe two, maybe three, someone told me, that touched down. All of that's now part of what people are looking at, any videos, anything anybody had. But thank you for that, as many of you reached out to me. And I have been on a wonderful affiliate there for a long time, WGSO, so 990 AM. A shout out to all of you. And boom, boom, out go the lights. That's what Jay said. Jay said, hey, Kate, it was very strange. I actually was listening to you the other night when you were talking about huddling in the bathroom in the tub because tornado sirens were going off and it was chaotic and it was dark outside and it looked like there was some rotation and there was a lot of people that were taking cover. And it's good to heed those warnings, so I'm glad that you did do that. We had a similar situation in New Orleans, but it actually touched down, and there were a lot of homes that were just pulled off of their foundation. It's wickedly awful to see that or hear about it, because it is a scenario where it's like a chess match with the winds. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo, where are you moving your night? Where's the pond going? I mean, seriously, you can have a street wiped out, but then two houses at the very end of the cul-de-sac, they're fine. And I think a lot of people are going to have to pick up the pieces of homes that were ripped to shreds, but better that than picking up people off the street, to put it bluntly. Yeah, thanks for, you were one of the many. Thanks for alerting me to the situation. And, of course, I talked about just going through that. It wasn't pitch dark. I mean, the sky was completely dark, but it wasn't yet dark, meaning, you know, there's sunlight still in the background. But, yeah, the sirens, they were smashing the sirens, but I didn't go through what you all did in New Orleans, and it is, yeah, it's frightening. I mean, you gotta take cover, and then it makes you think, well, do I need to have a storm shelter? Should I have a bunker built? Is this not safe? Because, I mean, look at these tornadoes that are cropping up all over the place, and when that siren goes on, would I rather just have spent this money on a place to feel safe and just go right into it? I mean, I think more people are asking themselves that question now more than ever, because they're not cheap to, unless you know how to put them together or you have a contractor friend. But you got to spend some shekels on that if you're going to get a good, solid one. And, of course, depending on where you live, the land, etc. All right, this one is from Bill, who's actually listening to us in Kentucky. And he says, hey, Kate, you know, it's damn shame, this nonsense with Russia and the Ukraine. I have to be honest, I don't pay attention. I was never paying attention to the Ukraine. There were some Ukrainian families that lived in a neighborhood that I was in, and they couldn't be nicer. And it's really made me sit up and pay attention to the Ukrainian people in the United States and what they're doing and how they're feeling about their families. And I think if you flip that around, you get a better, I guess, emotional or visceral reaction to what you're seeing when you think, imagine if that was the United States. We haven't dealt with that. We have Pearl Harbor, worried about being bombed in World War II, duck and cover, but not at all anything like what they're living in the Ukraine. Granted, they are right there bordering Russia, but living and going to grocery stores and going to parks and playing music and taking kids to soccer matches. And then all of a sudden, everything changes in an instant because a megalomaniac, as you call him, wants his legacy to be shored up and wants the Ukraine to not go rogue and be a part of NATO. Is it paranoia? Is it legacy that I mentioned? Is it something else? What do you think? Yeah, all the things that you just said made complete sense. I think it's a combination, and part of it is definitely ego legacy. Part of it is a land grab. That's what I called it before. It's like, I'm looking at the map. This was the Soviet Union. We want it back. I want it back. And I don't want it to be part of NATO. And they're not going to agree to that. So I don't think that we shouldn't have this. I don't think we shouldn't have a shot at this. And that's what that's about. Because why? You look at that one city, that port city in southern Ukraine, and the Russian ships are just crushing. I mean, shelling from the sea now for the first time, and it might be a sign, it probably is a sign that they're struggling on the ground, but they have other options. So they're trying to rely on long-range bombardment to take the cities. And, of course, when they do that, what do you think, who's going to suffer? There's going to be people that die because of what they're lobbing in there. But Russia's having problems, too. They can't get the food to the troops or fuel or weapons. And even some soldiers have frostbite because they didn't have the cold weather gear with them. So there are definite signs that Russia is having trouble keeping ships fueled at sea, which is probably a really good thing, right? Let them have trouble. All right, this one is from Kevin. And Kevin says, Kate, I love that you say you talk about the buzz in your backyard and mine, and I think we think in a similar way. So I'm wondering, when you look at the tax season, do you think people are going to get their tax returns faster than perhaps last year? No. I think it depends. It seems like if you owe, I mean, that's a whole different ballgame, right? If you're waiting for money back, tick, 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 you just hear the clock, right? Tick, tick. Now, I know somebody could disagree with me and could say, I already have my tax money back. What are you talking about, lady? I filed them right away. And are you waiting for, you know, more proof of income or whatever? It just depends, the ramifications. I don't know many people that like the IRS. Let's put it that way. And you look at inflation, you look at working from home, working at the office for a couple of days. It's confusing, right? It's confusing. And here's the question you ask yourself. If you are going to get a tax refund, do you have it? I always love when people talk about it. It's your money, right? You're just getting it back. But if you get a tax refund, what would you do with the refund? Go buy some air guns? I don't know. Go to the Bahamas for a long weekend, or just sock it away somewhere, right? Maybe you're just getting through something that is trickier, where you can't find the exact thing that you want to do. But higher living costs are definitely putting the hurt on most Americans. A lot of financial stress. And it's this, I mean, that's what it is. It's the supply chain and gas, food, housing, everything that is spiking. I mean, when you say inflation is up almost 8%, 7.9%, a fresh 40-year high, yikes. So that return, if you're getting money back, could be huge. I mean, the average, I was just reading this. As of the end of February, the average tax refund came to $3,473. So that's pretty significant. I mean, you can keep up with bills that way. Past due, whatever you might have, that seems doable to me. And looking at some of the information that Capital One has out there, 43% of low earners, 30% of middle earners say their tax refunds are going to be very or moderately important to their overall financial health. So it's your money. You're getting it back, but you're counting on it. So there you go. All right, this one is from Patrick, and Patrick says, hello, Kate Delaney. I look at what's going on with Putin, and it just amazes me that nobody tries to take him out. I mean, is it because he's so surrounded by a wall of incredible guards and defenders, or what is that about, do you think? Ding, 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 ding. The best money can buy. That's why he's been able to avoid it. I think a lot of people are not happy with him in Russia, though. So what does that translate into? I mean, it's protest right now, but what if there was something that was clamped on that was a lot tougher? Would that make a difference? And the answer is maybe, probably, could. You don't know that for sure. But watching what's happening, it's certainly a real possibility. All right, this one is from Josephine. Josephine, I like that name. And Josephine says, hi, Kate. Spring break. Wow. Crazy, nutty parties. I was afraid to let my teenager go. But all in all, he came back intact and was pretty honest about what he and the boys had done. If I had had a daughter, I might have felt a little bit differently about that trip, but for him, it worked out. And that's why you saw so many people going through Miami the other day, a record since the pandemic. Email me anytime, kate@katedelaneyradio.com.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
To do, bring on Jeremy Paulson, who is our technical maestro. I could get that out. Technical maestro for this show that you're all listening to for a little game of fair or foul. Hi, Jeremy.
After the fair,
it's a hard foul there.
Fake shot, a fair.
What a hard foul!
Invalid fair signal.
It's a hard foul.
It's a hard foul. Foul on me. It's a hard foul. We got a good one for you. A lot of it has to do with food. Surprising, huh? So, Jeremy, how are you?
I'm good.
Yay.
I'm here.
You're here. That's it. I like it. That's what my friends say when you say, how are you? I'm here. I'm alive. I'm healthy. Okay.
Could be worse.
Yeah, if it could be worse, that's what you think about. Think about our good friends in New Orleans and imagine no power, houses had the roof torn off. Oh, the worst. So, ice cream. Is it foul or is it fair instead of getting a cone? Everybody's getting a cone, a sugar cone, a waffle cone, a whatever cone. But you're like, nah, I'm just getting a dish of ice cream. Just give me that little styrofoam dish. Fair or foul?
It's totally fair.
That's totally weenie. It's a real ice cream is in a cone.
Some people don't like cones.
Oh, please. they don't like cones. No, I'm just saying it's more fun in a cone. The waffle cones, the sugar cones. I think it's like a calorie thing. Like, oh, I'm just going to have it in a dish. But I'm going to eat like Flamin' Hot Fries.
Well, if you're gluten-free, most cones are bread,
well,
right?
Okay. If you're gluten-free, you get a pass and it's fair. Otherwise, you're a weenie. Everybody's getting a cone. It's fun. You're sitting on the boardwalk. You're sitting on the side on a bench. You're, I don't know, on your motorcycle in Minneapolis taking a break, whatever.
Cones tend to be more messy, so, you know, maybe you don't want a mess, you know, get a mess on your shirt.
Oh, weak. Get a mess on your shirt. Every woman likes that. A girl, woman, whatever. Because you get a cone and you just, it's conversational. You can sit there, eat the cone, you have a conversation. I don't know. I think it's good. Get the cone. We disagree on that one. All right, so here's another food one. Surprise. Grilled cheese. Some people really like grilled cheese, but is it plain old American? Just American cheese on my white bread? Or, okay, maybe it's wheat bread. Is that fair or foul versus all the exotic kinds of cheeses you can have? Havarti, provolone, cheddar, Swiss, whatever.
Fair and foul? Which one's fair?
Okay, so American, just plain
just
old American.
Plain American's fair? No, and I would have to say foul. You got to have the mixture of cheeses. It just makes it so much better. You know, if you have one cheese, it's just kind of plain. Poor man's grilled cheese.
I agree. Poor man's grilled cheese. I think you have to have the mixture. It's so easy to get the mixture anyway, and it tastes better. And I mean, there's even, what's that place called? There's a place, they were on Shark Tank, that you can get a franchise where they have grilled cheese, and they have all kinds of grilled
smoked
cheeses.
Smoked Gouda.
Oh, that sounds so good.
Yeah, smoked Gouda grilled cheese is amazing.
Oh, I love
it. Basil, tomato basil soup. Oh.
Yeah. You know, the franchise is called Tom and Chi. Right? So if you... They're always looking for people. How much money do you have? You'll need at least $127,000 in liquid capital, but you could become a franchise owner for this grilled cheese company. Forget it. That's too much money. Yeah, let me go get a loan. Well, this is what I like on my grilled cheese. So we agree on that. All right, this is kind of an interesting one. Staples, are they, you know, staples that you have a staple going? Staples, are they fair or foul?
To what, like staples
anything,
or something
people
else?
Or something else. Staples versus anything else, paper clips or whatever.
I think they're fair. I mean, I don't know why they wouldn't be.
I'm going to disagree. We agreed on the cheese thing. I'm going to say they're foul. Because if you don't have it, because if somebody staples a bunch of stuff they're giving you, and you have to take apart a report, then it's messy. You're like ripping everything unless you go and get a staple remover. How many
people? I was going to say, they make a staple remover.
But we're not in offices, half the people. So how many people at their fingertips have a staple remover?
A lot of people because they have a knife.
Right, and you have to push them up. It's ridiculous. And the reason I say this is because my wonderful accountant, his name is, I'm not going to out him on the air, his name is Gary. He's great. I really like Gary. He is so organized and so...
So you just want paper clips on him.
Yeah, I'm like, he sends you this neat little folder thing, but all of the things are paper clipped, and I'm like... Okay, someone needs me to send him a copy of the P&L statement or whatever. And I'm like gingerly using my fingernail, using a pen, because I don't have a staple remover.
Oh, a paperclip can fall off, and it gets all messy.
Everything gets messy for you. You can't have
you
a
have
phone,
them in folders,
you can't have
that's
staples.
A lot of folders to be.
That's ridiculous. You can't. Did you hear what I said? Look, you have a mess problem. You can't have a cone because it's messy. You can't have anything other than staples because it's too messy. You need to get messy.
So I'm a little OCD.
Wow, that's right. That's what we uncovered here tonight. You are. Absolutely, that's what it is. Okay.
Who likes a mess? No one likes living in a mess.
Well, no. I don't like living in a mess.
I don't want a mess on my shirt. I want to look nice.
I drop things on my shirt all the time, so I can't relate to that. I try not to, but it happens, right? Someone taps me on the shoulder. Hey, I need to ask you a question. And then there goes whatever.
I wear a lot of black, so.
Yeah, me too now. I do.
Ice cream wouldn't look good on it.
Yeah. But other things, it's better. Like spaghetti sauce splashes up on you. You're on this great date.
Grilled
no worries.
Cheese.
The grilled cheese comes. The grilled cheese falls all over you. All right, I love this one for fair or foul. A regular hardcore map. You pick it up at road stops or wherever, and can you read it and can you navigate that way? Is it fair or foul, and is it cool to do it that way?
I feel like that is the old timey way, because most people have GPS on their phone nowadays. But I've also got lost because of GPS on the phone too. So I don't know.
I think if you're I like how you use that word, old timey. It's like we're having a portrait done of that, what if that black and white photographs like an old west town that is made up.
I just feel most people use their maps on their
they
phone.
They do. I think most people, hey Siri, how do I get to Detroit, downtown, to Big Bob's or whatever? But I do think there is something about a map. I love looking at a map. I mean, we have people, look at this show, we have authors on from all over the world. I have a giant world map, and it's so neat to look at it and say, oh, that's who we talked to the other night. They live there or wherever it is. And I think it's neat. And if you are really traveling, yes, you have GPS and they can take you the wrong, you can get taken the wrong way. But if you have a map, you can look at it at night and say, oh, look at all that. You can figure it out. This is where we traveled. This is where we're going. I don't know.
But
there
I'm
is something
they,
about
they
that.
They have maps on your phone. So
I know.
You can just bring up a map
I know.
On your phone.
No, I think sometimes the hardcore map is fun, to look at the hardcore map. But I'm about technology, so you're right. That's what I do. I pull it up. But when we went, like, people listening, you know, remember when we went to the Hubs and I went to New Mexico for a week? And because I broadcast some shows from there. And in New Mexico, we looked at some maps, and we're both technology people. We're like, yeah, let's get a map. Or like we were hiking, let's look at a map.
I ride my motorcycle. I rode from here to Wyoming a couple years ago, and I probably should have got a map and used it, but, you know, I just used my phone.
Oh, that's hilarious. All right, so this is a good one, too. It kind of goes along with the whole staple theme. Dry erase boards. They're popping up all over. People use dry erase boards. There was
Dry erase boards.
I love it. Like big ones, little ones.
Well, just why? Let's save paper. Use a dry erase board.
Yeah, I like dry erase boards, too. I have a little one right now. Visualize this, everybody. I've got one right at my fingertips. So I agree with you on that.
I bet you have one on your fridge, too.
I do. I have one on my fridge, too. So that's so funny that you say that. I love it. Jeremy, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And thanks to all of you for listening to this version of the show. Remember, you can email me day or night, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. Those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life. I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both of my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.